God is awesome. Get ready for some different messages coming up in the next few weeks to months, and they're all going to have to do with going beyond the mile, and we're going to finish up what we started last week. And for the sake of those that may not have been here, and also it's just as good that I ran over it and learned more stuff. Every time I go over it, I learn more stuff. I find more things in it. It's really awesome. And just know this, that even this morning as I was going over it, I kept seeing different things and different things and different things. And so it's so rich and so full. And God wants to do something special with us. Amen. So here it is. Here, I love it. New year, new opportunities. Be ready. Put on your walking shoes. Look at somebody say, put on your walking shoes. Go ahead and say, put on your walking shoes. Tell somebody, put on your walking shoes. Now, that was weak. Go ahead and tell somebody, put on your walking shoes. All right. So here we go. Preparing for the new year, Philippians 3, 13 through 14. Let me get my Bible out. You got your Bible, say amen. If you don't, say oh me. Philippians 3. Here it is. Y'all all stand for the reading of God's word. Let's all stand. Reset, realign, and run. Philippians 3, 13 through 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Remember, that word apprehended means I have not arrived yet. How many here think you've arrived yet? I promise you haven't. There's more and more and more things that you can learn. Brethren, I have count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Y'all say one thing. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press. Y'all say press. There you go. Toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap. Father, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God, for your powerful word, because it always does what it's sent to do. It does not return unto you void. And we thank you for it this day, because it's not returning void. Something special. Some seeds are going to be planted that are going to be there sprouting for eternity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. The church said, amen. Go ahead. That's right. Tell somebody, look at it real serious now, and say, the past is behind us. The future is ahead of us. God is with us. and nothing shall be impossible. A pastor attended a men's breakfast in the middle of a rural farming area in the country. The group had asked an old farmer decked out in bib overalls to say grace for the morning breakfast. Lord, you're going to love this prayer. Lord, I hate buttermilk, the farmer began. The visiting pastor opened one eye to glance at the farmer and wonder where this was going. The farmer loudly proclaimed, Lord, I hate lard. Now the pastor was growing concerned. Without missing a beat, the farmer continued, and Lord, you know that I don't much care for raw white flour. The pastor once again opened an eye to glance around the room and saw that he wasn't the only one beginning to feel uncomfortable. Then the farmer answered, but Lord, when you mix all them together and bake them, I do love warm, fresh biscuits. So Lord, when these things come, we don't like it. When life gets hard and we don't understand it, thank God that it takes all of this and makes something special out of it. Everything you go through, you make something special out of it. So here goes. Look at this. We're going to do this again. Don't cough. Here we go. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, get loud. Neighbor, oh, neighbor, this year will not catch me unprepared. Say that. This year will not catch me unprepared. Okay, can you say that? Now look at somebody and say, you have made it. This year, you're going to do more than just survive. You're going to thrive. Tell somebody that. You're going to do more than just survive. You're going to thrive. Amen? And again, this is from last week, but I thought it was so awesome to put it back up there. This is not a lecture. This is not a seminar. Today is revival because something in you is about to wake up. Somebody say, wake up. Say it again, wake up. All right. We're not here to make resolutions, but we're here to receive revelation. There's a difference. Amen. I saw a sign up on the Dairy Queen said, we have been busting New Year resolutions for 50 years. We're not making resolutions. We want God to have a revelation inside of us because it won't be broken. We're not here to make promises. We're here to stand on the promises. We're not here to try harder. We're here to walk in the Spirit. I'm ready, if you're ready, for the new year with new power, shout, let's go. Somebody say, let's go. Let's go. There you go, let's go. There you go, that's like, I'd like to hear that. Did y'all see Pete come running up for communion? Man, can you imagine if everybody had that excitement? Peter said, I couldn't wait to get here. I love it, Peter. That was awesome. Man, that was awesome. Amen. All right, so here it is. Just quickly, we're going to go over some few slides from last week to bring some continuity. So I'm going to go through them kind of quick till we get to the new stuff, all right? Here it is, Paul's situation. Forgetting things, which means intentionally ignore. Reaching, which means to stretch beyond your limits. Pressing means to chase with force. So this is not a wish list. This is a war plan. Amen? And so y'all say war plan. I'm going to get y'all to talk a lot today. Say war plan. I want you to get this in your spirit. That's why I'm getting you to say it. Amen? So here we go. Get ready. Here it is. So Paul, his situation, he's in Roman imprisonment. He's under harsh conditions. There's an uncertain future, but he writes with joy, with focus, and with forward momentum. Amen? If you thought you might be getting ready to die, would you be singing with joy and focus and forward momentum, or would you be going, oh, Lord, help me. It looks like I'm not going to make it another year. Amen? So here it goes. Here it goes. Your environment doesn't determine your destiny. Look at somebody. Tell them again. Your environment does not determine your destiny. Your alignment determines your destiny. Are you lined up with God's word? Are you listening to God's word? I'm getting along there. I'm getting it. Here we go. Praise God. First, let go. Forget those things which are behind. The Greek means to actually, it means to overlook. It means to starve it of attention. It means to deny its influence. So forgetting that things behind you doesn't mean that it's totally gone out of your mind, but it means you just overlook it. You say, no, I'm not saying it did not happen. I'm just going to overlook it. This morning, Eddie was lying down on the floor when I came up. I was looking for Eddie. He looked like if I'd have stayed there 5 more minutes, I'd have called Bonner Paul. I'd have put some yellow tape around his body. I'm not sure what was going on. He was trying to fix his computer down there. I said, if I step on you, brother, it won't be by intention, I can tell you. But a lot of people come to church that way. They're just here. Let me ask you a question. Are you just here? Or are you standing strong? Amen? The way I got over Eddie was I had to overlook him. He was in my way, but I had to overlook him. Amen? Your past, you have to starve it for attention because it'll tell you how bad you got it, how bad it was. Did you know that your past, did you know that trauma will lie to you? It will lie to you. It'll tell you that you're missing out on something. It'll tell you that you're no good. It'll tell you that you'll never be able to do anything else again. So starve it of attention. Deny its influences. Amen? Y'all say something, some things deserve to be ignored. Say it. So here it goes. I'm telling you, this is from last week. The challenge, if God forgave it, why are you still feeding it? I love it. That is so awesome. The man said when his wife got mad, he told me, he said, my wife gets mad, she gets historical. I said, don't you mean hysterical? He said, no, historical. She remembers everything I ever done and brings it up to me. Amen. So, you know what? Your trauma can be historical too. Amen. So, anything you can't control in life is teaching you how to let go. So, forgiveness, saints, mature behind. These are new words. I put some new ones in here tonight. Here it is. Together, it means I refuse to revisit it. I refuse to rehearse it. I refuse to relive it. I refuse to let it define me. Think about that with things that's happened to you in your past. How often do you revisit it? How often do you rehearse it in your mind? How often do you relive it? How many times do you let it define you? Paul's not saying I don't remember my past. He's saying that I don't let my past remember me. Amen? So here we go. We're almost through with last week. I got a couple more to go, and then we're going right into this week. You must release your past failures, your past disappointments, your past mistakes, your past identities, your past victories that keep you stuck. Remember, some things deserve to be ignored. So here it is. Here's our challenge. Here's the challenge, and I see it all the time. Don't build a shrine around what God used to do. I remember when God used me back when I was 15. I remember this church used to have some powerful services. I remember when. What about right now? How many want it now? How many want to see God move now? How many want to see people saved now? Okay, so here we go. Reach forward. I told you, I'm getting right there. This. Here we come. We're getting ready to jump into it. Just two more slides. Reach forward means reaching forth. Actually means in the Greek to stretch, to strain, to lean forward. Amen. Y'all say I'm reaching for more. Amen. Here's the challenge. Look. This year, don't you microwave your devotion. You go deeper before God. Amen? And here's the last one. Reach for healthy relationships, people who sharpen you, people who challenge you, people who will pray for you, people who push you. That's the people you need to be around. Remember what I told you? You are like the top three people that you are around the most. That's the people that develop you and you develop them. You're just like the top three people. So remember this, if the three people that you are around all the time is Larry, Curly, and Moe. Amen. So next, here it is. Ready? Here's the new stuff. Here it goes. Reach for the kingdom of God. I press toward the calling of the prize of the high calling. And, of course, calling is kalesis, which means a divine summons and a heavenly invitation. So, here it is. Ready? Press toward the mark. Press toward the mark. In the Greek, I want you to watch this. In the Greek, that word press means to chase, to pursue, to hunt down, to run after with force. Let that sink in a little bit. Why would Paul say, with what you do for God, you need to chase it, pursue it, hunt it down, to run after it with force? He took a bad situation and made it good, because that's the exact same word used for when he was persecuting the church. He chased them. He pursued them. He hunted them down. He ran after the church with force. But now, Paul chases, watch this. Now Paul chases God with the same intensity he once used to chase the Christians. Wow. When you ran up here a while ago, you were pursuing. You were pressing. Can you imagine if we all came to church with that intensity? Can you imagine when you leave this place and you get a chance, an opportunity to witness for God, that you use that same intensity that Paul used, not only to chase the church, but now to build the church. Y'all say this, I'm pressing. I'm pressing. All right. So watch this. Here's the hard part. Here comes the hard part. My mic's getting crazy on me again. Here's the hard part. Press through distractions. How many's got any distractions in your life? I'm trying hard not to say point at the one beside you if they are. No. How many's got distractions in their life, really? Paul says, he knew that. He said, this one thing I do. This one thing I do, get this now, here it is. It's the Greek. It means to focus exclusively. It means to eliminate competing priorities. It means to refuse divided attention. Think about it. I'm going to leave it there for a minute. This one thing I do, I'm going to keep my eye on the prize for what God's called me to do. I'm going to eliminate any competing priorities, and I refuse divided attention. I want y'all to say something to me. Get ready to say, God, help me keep my eye on the goal. One more time. God, help me keep my eye on your goal. Amen. All right. There you go. Get it, buddy. Here it comes. There it is. Press through discouragement. Paul says, I have yet not attained. What does that mean? Get ready. Some of y'all are going to be shocked. He acknowledges, I'm not perfect. I'm not finished. I'm not there yet. Can you acknowledge that? I'm not perfect. I know I'm not. I'm not finished. God's still got more for me to do, and I'm still growing. My brother asked me at Christmas time, said, are you ever going to stop going to school? I said, nope. Never going to stop, because the world never stops. Problems never stop. I got to keep on going to school. I'm not finished. I'm not there yet. Are you there yet where God wants you to be? No. God's got more for you and more for you and more for you and more for you to do. But even though he's not perfect and not finished and not there yet, he refuses to quit. Y'all say this with me. I refuse to quit. I almost heard that. I refuse to quit. All right. This thing sounds like it's got some feedback in it or something. Yeah. Sister, you can thank Frank for your ears being cleaned out today. Thank you, Frank. Frank sent this. Y'all look. Yeah, Frank sent this. There you go. Here it is. Press with the power of the Holy Ghost. Paul says, I press toward the mark. That word mark means, watch this, it means target, it means goal, it means finish line. And you can't reach the mark without the Spirit's power. Y'all want y'all to put both hands up, and I want y'all to say this. God, I can't do this without you. I have to have your power, your anointing, your authority. Amen? Amen. Now here it goes. I'm going to do some practical stuff now. Let's go ahead and do some practical things, and then we're gonna pray. Here it goes. Ready? Practical steps to prepare for the new year. Number one, set a spiritual focus. I have people tell me all the time, how should I know how to pray? How do I know how to get a focus going? How do I know? I'm going to tell you how to set a spiritual focus. First, you got to choose to grow. God's not going to force you, and Satan's going to try to prevent you. Okay? Choose to grow. Y'all say it. I choose to grow. Now, after you do this, I want you to ask yourself, ready? Here's how you get that spiritual focus. Here's how you grow. This is so important. You need to get this in your spirit. The first thing you do is, where do I need God to stretch me? I ain't got to beat you over here with the Bible. You know where God's got to stretch you. You know it. When you read this, how many already started thinking about something? God, where do I need you to stretch me? Amen? Number two, what discipline have I neglected? This is good stuff. This is pertinent questions that will help you grow. It will get you over the top. Amen? And then, get ready. What area is God highlighting in my spirit? Think of these three things. Write it down. Think about it. Ask God all the time, God, where do I need you to stretch me? Show me. What have I neglected from you, God? And what area are you highlighting in my spirit? Next, clean your spiritual house. Now, here goes a hard one. Clean your spiritual house. Ready? Forgive. Release, let go. Forgive, release, let go. We've been talking about it the whole last two, this is the second week in a row. We've talked about it. But how many here, you ain't got to raise your hands. When I just said that, forgive, release, and let go, how many here felt a and you heard somebody's name in your heart? Or you thought of a situation or a past pain or a trauma. And God says, I need you to clean the spiritual house so I can do something. I need you to forgive. Remember, forgiving is not forgetting. Forgiving means to overlook, to starve for attention, to deny any influence over you. That's it. Forgive, release it, and let it go. Remember, you saw that hand where we're still holding on to that rope and it was burning the hand and tearing it up? Why do you need to clean your spiritual house? Because you don't need to bring old poison into a new season. You're good, buddy. I love you, buddy. You're so awesome. You're so awesome. Y'all ought to shout some, too. I might make, look, tell them to shout some, Walter. Tell them it's all right for them to shout. Tell them. It's okay, Walter. Tell them it's okay to shout. Don't bring old poison into a new system. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. You can't control what happens. Oh, man, you got to hear this. I got to stand up. And yes, we got kids in here, but you know what it means? We're alive. We're growing. And I thank God for every kid in here. Amen. Every time, all the time. I love it. I thank God for them being here. Amen. So look, ready? You can't control what happens. Here it is. Y'all ready? Here's a big one. You can control what you carry. Let it just simmer. Let it simmer. Smell it. Do you smell what the rock is cooking? The rock. All right. Here we go. I got a few more. Get ready. Write down the vision. Whatever God's been talking to you about, what really is good, how many keep a spiritual journal? You need to keep a spiritual journal. Write down good, bad, ugly. Write down how you feel during the day. Write down miracles. Write down challenges. Write them down every day. But also write down when you ask God to, when you ask him, what do I need you to, how do I need you to stretch me, God? What discipline have I neglected? What area are you highlighting in my spirit? Write it down. God told Habakkuk, write the vision down. It's important. If Habakkuk, he told Habakkuk, write it down, because if you don't write it down, look, how many ever said while you're cooking, I need something, or while you're looking in the refrigerator, I need to get this and this, but forget to put it on the list? And you get to the store and you buy everything on the list but what you really needed. Write it down. Look at somebody and say, write it down. All right. God told Habakkuk, write down that vision and make it plain, because it brings clarity. It brings accountability. It brings direction. It brings focus. If you want to really see, I'm telling you, next week is going to rock your world. It's already rocked mine as I'm trying to work on it. It's rocked my mind, too, rocked my world, rocked my mind, rocked my heart, rocked my spirit. I can't wait to start next week on going beyond the mile. When you write down while God is talking to you, write that journal, it brings clarity. Now you don't forget what's going on, and you can account, are you actually doing what God said that you need to be doing? It gives you direction. It gives you focus. And next, start the year in worship. How you start this year determines how you finish it. Why do we need to start the year in worship? Because worship sets the tone. Worship sets the atmosphere. Worship sets your heart in alignment with heaven. And so it's important every day to worship God, to sing before him. And then finally, expect the supernatural. You ain't got to do this on your own. Never have you got to do this on your own. I can't tell you how many times a week, and especially in the funeral home, every time in the funeral home, I pray with the family before I take them out to do the funeral. I do about a funeral a week, and I'll take them out and pray with them before I carry them into the room, or before we go into the sanctuary. And the very first thing I ask is, everybody's around, I go, how many here says, I got to be strong today for somebody else in here? And hands go up everywhere. And I say, I'm going to offer you a challenge today. And they listen. I say, stop. Just stop it. You don't have to be strong. And I get all kinds of looks. And I say, let God be strong through you. Because if I'm trying to be strong on my own, that's just me and my emotions. But if I'm purging myself out of the way and letting God be strong in me, it's amazing what can happen. So, don't walk through the new year with natural expectations. You walk through expecting God to do something special. You're no longer defined by your past. God wants you to move on from that past. Watch this. God has called you to live beyond ordinary. He has called you to live beyond our past, our problems, our pain. Our past, our problems. Do you know, when I do CISM, which is critical incident stress management, when somebody in law enforcement or detention center somewhere, or in EMS, when they face life-threatening situations, it is so easy to develop PTSD. And so I do CISM with the guys and the gals to help them work through that critical incident of stress so it does not become PTSD. But it's amazing to me that when we're talking about the current situation at hand, how what is just a regular CISM winds up being a break off and do counseling with individuals because that present pain or that present threat brings back past problems and past pains. And so I may spend an hour doing CISM, but then I spend another hour with that person helping them get past the pain that that life-threatening situation brought back to them. We've got to let God take care of this stuff in our heart. And if you can't find a way to do this, then come see me. Or come see somebody. Go find a trusted friend. Or somebody else, another counselor. But let that person help guide you through getting past your pain, your problems, and your pains. Amen? Go beyond them out. All right, Brandon, come on up here and get ready to play something softly. Everybody stand. Look up here at this. Ready? We're going to say this together. Ready? Ready? Look at this. There's no sense in punishing your future for the mistakes in the past. Forgive yourself, grow from it, and then let it go. Amen? Here it goes. Ready? Here it goes. Y'all say this with me. If you're ready to let go of what's behind you, if you're ready to reach for what's ahead, if you're ready to press toward the mark, raise both hands. Go ahead. Raise both hands. Put them both up. I love it. Y'all looking good out there. Here it goes. Here it goes. Get ready. Here it is. I want y'all to say this with me. Ready? Lord, reset me, realign me, refocus me, renew me. Do it again. Lord, reset me, realign me, refocus me, renew me, prepare me for the new year. Now lift your hands and declare this. Ready? I will run with purpose, walk with power, live with passion, and the God who brought you through last year is about to launch you. He's getting ready to launch you into fire with focus and with Holy Ghost power. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Glory! Glory! Everybody bow your head for a minute. Close your eyes. Nobody looking around. If you're here right now and your desire is to either make a new commitment to God or refresh an old commitment with nobody looking around. And remember now, let me say something ahead of time. You can pray at your seats, or if you want to, you can. This altar is always open. If you want to come pray at the altar, you can do that too. It's not closed off. It is open. And somebody will pray with you. So now, with every head bowed, every eye closed, if you want to make a new commitment or a recommitment to God, just put that hand up. Say, Lord, I'm here. Renew my spirit. I give myself to you. Accept me as I am. Do a work in me and help me to make 2026 a very powerful time, and I thank you. Now, maybe you're here, every head still bowed, and every eye closed. You're in good standing with God, but you still like that oomph, that get up and go. Your get up and go is then got up and went, and you're needing God to refresh your strength. Nobody looking around. If you'll be honest and say, my get up and go has gone a long time ago and I need a fresh get up and go, would you just put that hand up? I need a fresh, hands are up everywhere. I need a fresh get up and go. In the name of Jesus, touch every hand that was raised today for whatever. And those that are in the altar, touch in a very powerful way. Move in your spirit, with your spirit, through us, God, and through our spirit. And we thank you, God, for a powerful, powerful, powerful move of your spirit in our body right now. in our spirit, in our minds. And we thank you for it. And Lord, I thank you, God, for moving us forward in a powerful, powerful way. 2026 is our year. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say 2026 is our year. Say it like you really mean it. Come on. There you go. Come on. There you go. One more time. I love it. All right. Point this way. Point this way.
Touch my sister. Bless her. Bless her family. Minister to all of them in a very powerful way. Give her direction. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. 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 Glory.
Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,